Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today.
Welcome back. It's Jay and Americans bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. 17 till I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer. That's ageofthecustomer.com. Rich Gannon is our guest. He's the purveyor of Mullings.com, a twice-weekly cyber column that you're going to want to check out. Rich is a political operative of the Republican persuasion. And, Rich, you probably noticed we had a Republican debate last Thursday.
Well, I knew there was something going on. I couldn't quite get my...
Some kind of big news. It kicked,
get my arms
kicked,
around.
Kicked ESPN off the news or something. Okay, so we had a debate, and before the debate, my poll to my audience, my online poll before my audience was, are you going to watch the debate? This was before the debate. 62% said, yes, I'm going to start paying attention. But here's the interesting part. 21% responded to this part. The very last response option I gave them was, I'm only going to listen because Trump will be there. 21% yeah. said that. So then after this weekend, after the debate, 21% said Trump could be the nominee, is electable, and would be a good president. 21%, same number. And 11% more said, I wish he would be the nominee, but I don't think he will. So a third of my folks said they were favorable to Trump. Now, the other two-thirds said essentially, President Trump, God help us, you know. So what do you think about what happened? Not so much the dust-up between Trump and everybody else, but where does he and the others fit in the pecking order now?
Well, I mean, I think Trump accomplished what he wanted to accomplish, which is to be the center of attention. I mean, you can't turn on, Turner Classic Movies and they're running some Trump thing. I mean, you can't get away from it, which is what he does. But I'll come back to that in a while. But I thought that people thought that Bush did very badly. I didn't think he did badly. I think he did what his folks wanted him to do. We've talked about this before, about how long this process really is. I mean, the New Hampshire primary next February will be held 2 days after the Super Bowl. So we got a whole football season to go through.
Right.
And I think what Bush's people wanted was to demonstrate that in a debate that could fly out of control, which it very nearly did, that he was at least an adult on the stage, if not the adult on the stage. The problem that they ran into that I hadn't considered, and I'm not sure they did either, was physically he was right next to Trump.
Right.
So you have this enormous energy, this particle accelerator named Donald Trump, and then you've got the calm, cool, and collected Bush, and the delta between those two energy levels, I think, was more.
But did you notice something I did not realize before that, that Bush is an inch or so taller than Trump?
Oh yeah, no, he's pretty.
That
tall
was an interesting to see them standing side by side there. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, the serious contenders now really are Bush, Trump, Walker, Kasich,
Rubio.
And I say Kasich, that's my romantic one because I mean he's a lot down in the polls, but I really like him I think Ohio, he's got a chance of being in there at least as a VP because of Ohio.
Yeah.
And then we got to throw in Carly.
Carly Fiorina. Yeah, she was head and shoulders above everybody else. I said the other day that I wish they would have arranged it so that the one who won the first debate could have sort of a play-in game that could get into the main event. But she's very good. And the thing about Carly, and this gets into campaign tactics, is you have to think of this like a car. It's one thing to get the engine revved up and running, which she does very, very well. It's something else to get that from the engine down through the transmission to the rear wheel so you can get some traction. And that's I think, a staff function for her. So I don't know who's running her campaign, but I suspect they're going to reach out and try to get some more senior people because she's not performing in the polls nearly as well as her performance.
Yeah, That's the thing. That's the thing that they're confused about. But when I look up there and I saw all those guys up on stage, what I came away with at the end of the night was I said, okay, Trump's leading, but I don't see the other guy's supporters moving toward him all that much in down the road. But if Trump flames out, I see any one of five or six people up there, including Fiorina, that if they either one of them wound up being the nominee, that 80% non-Trump folks could go to either one of those guys. But I don't see Trump accomplishing that. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think that's right. I think what we may be seeing is that there's a ceiling on Trump's support at about 20%, and when you spread out amongst 15 other people. Then you know that's where you get the other 80%. But I'm wrong about this more than 50% of the time.
but
the thing that I think our listeners might draw from this is if you've noticed over the weekend, Trump has had organizational issues within his campaign. I mean, nobody's more surprised I think than Trump about what's happened here. But entrepreneurs find this all too often, that the very skills that got you to be able to start a business and get it going and begin to build it are the skills that make everybody crazy once you hit a certain size. There's a difference between being an entrepreneur and being a manager.
That's right.
And I think Trump is finding that politically it's the same thing.
That's a very astute combination of Main Street Washington analysis there. Rich, you've lurched uncontrollably to
okay,
a very cogent thought there. I'm very impressed with you. how well you connected all that for Main Street. Okay, so, and by the way, I just want to say as we wrap up this segment, folks, I like a lot of the things Trump says. I like when he sticks his finger in the eye of the GOP elite, but he just sometimes doesn't know when to not say some things. He needs to learn how to have a little bit of a filter in some areas, not politically, but in other areas. Quick break, Tintail, right back with Rich Galen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.